President Bush and 33 leaders from the Western Hemisphere have concluded a summit in Quebec. The meeting was marked by a commitment to increase free trade in the region and by violence. Protesters opposed to globalization fought with police at the security fence that formed a perimeter around the area where the presidents and prime ministers had gathered. The Summit of the Americas participants were isolated from the noise outside and spent their time working on a document promoting free trade as a tool for spreading and strengthening democracy. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Quebec.
Wherever and whenever leaders gather to discuss a topic like trade, the official delegations compete for time in the world press with the protests. So it was in Quebec this past weekend. Thousands of demonstrators came here to highlight concerns they have with the number one agenda for the Summit of the Americas, the expansion of the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, which covers the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, into a giant free trade area of the Americas, covering 34 countries. At a press conference Sunday afternoon, Prime Minister Jean Chrétien of Canada noted that the vast majority of those marching in protest did so in an orderly and peaceful manner. He said those who did battle with police amid back-and-forth volleys of rocks, bottles, and tear gas were a well-organized minority.
They're communicating among themselves on the internet and so on, and they have the right to protest. But we will not tolerate breaking the peace of the people. In a democracy, you have the right to speak, but you have to respect the law.
President Bush, meanwhile, when asked about the disturbances, said people who see free trade as a threat are wrong. He said today's world demands that nations form economic alliances and partnerships.
And we have a choice to make. We can combine in a common market so we can compete in the long term with the Far East and Europe, or we can go on our own. I submit, and I suspect the other leaders will echo with me, I hope they do at least, that going on our own is not the right way to do so. Combining in a market in our own hemisphere makes sense.
Many of the protesters see the proposed new trade deal, like NAFTA, as a threat to the environment, since many of these nations have weak pollution standards. They also cite poor labor conditions and barriers to organizing workers into unions in many places. In Quebec, President Bush said that labor standards and the environment are important considerations in any new trade pact, but he also quickly added that such things shouldn't derail an agreement.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will proceed two by two for the signature of the declaration. I will call you country by country. The United States of America and Chile first. Les États-Unis et le Chili.
At the end of the summit, the participants signed a document laying out goals for the future. It describes free trade as a way to help economies, but also to help shore up struggling democracies. The president has said that open economies are much more likely to lead to open government. And speaking to the staff of the U.S. Embassy in Canada before leaving, he noted that the only nation in the hemisphere not invited to the summit was Cuba.
We had all but one country represented here, because all but one country in our hemisphere has embraced democracy. For some of you old-timers, trying to find a few. There looks like a guy who might be an old-timer. You know, we couldn't have said that long ago. It's an amazing fact. It's a wonderful testimony to freedom and democracy. And so I'm very optimistic about what took place here.
President Bush says he wants to complete negotiations on a free trade area for the Americas by 2005. To do so, he'll need something called Trade Promotion Authority from Congress. That used to be known as Fast Track Authority. With it, he can negotiate a trade deal. Afterward, Congress can vote it up or down, but can't amend it. Traditionally, presidents have had that power, but it lapsed under President Clinton as part of a backlash after NAFTA went into effect. President Bush says he expects to have such authority restored, even though considerable opposition to it still exists in Congress. Don Gagne, NPR News, Quebec.